All right, it is 6 o'clock. We are live and recording.
Okay, Lloyd.
We'll call the meeting of the May 13th, 2025 Planning Commission to order. We have a roll call.
Brian?
Here.
Lloyd?
Here.
Kelly?
Present.
Robert?
Yes.
All right, and then I have a few things I need to read off first.
Do we have minutes to prove?
We do not have minutes this time. We haven't had anything on the agenda.
All right.
The Benton County Planning Commission is an advisory body to the Board of County Commissioners. Any recommendation made tonight by the Planning Commission will be referred to the Board of County Commissioners for final decision. The meeting tonight is being conducted in both in-person and virtual platform, is being digitally recorded, and consequently, in order to obtain an accurate record of proceedings, all individuals who wish to address the Planning Commission must be recognized by the chairman before speaking. All individuals must speak clearly into the microphones provided, identify themselves by name and address. For those who are attending via WebEx, please make sure that your microphone remains muted until you are called upon to testify. Please make sure that all cell phones are turned off. Any information presented tonight, such as written material, photos, charts, drawings, scale models, etc., will be included in the public record and will be retained as evidence and must be left with the Planning Division this evening. And then I do have some questions I need to ask each one of you, so if you could answer, I would greatly appreciate it. Does anyone have any interest in the property or the application at issue, or do they own any property in close proximity or the property subject to the application?
No.
I live not far from there. I'm in Cottonwood Springs, so it's a couple developments down.
Okay, but you don't have any interest in...
I don't have any financial interest, okay. Unfortunately.
Does anyone stand to gain or lose any financial benefit as a result of the outcome of the hearing?
No.
Can the members hear and consider the application in a fair and objective manner?
Yes.
Yep.
Has anyone engaged in any ex parte communication with either proponents or opponents of the application?
No.
All right. Those are all the questions I had.
Okay. Go ahead. Introduce the...
Just for the record, the first question, I didn't respond.
Okay.
So I'm going to say...
You want me to reread it, and
yes,
then you can respond. Please. Does anyone have an interest in the property or the application at issue, or do they own property close proximity?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Introduce CPA 2025-001.
All right. So this is a comprehensive plan amendment by Knutson Engineering on behalf of 5D Development at Cottonwood One LLC. They are requesting to change the land use designation of two parcels located in the northwest of the intersection of Badger Road and Weiser Parkway in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. Currently, the parcels are designated rural industrial, and the applicant is requesting to change the designation to rural commercial. For background, prior to 2018, the parcels were originally designated as rural commercial, and the proposed amendment would be consistent with surrounding uses. The county has met all public notice requirements and received comments from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Kennewick Irrigation District, and the Department of Transportation regarding conditions for future site-specific development that would be required prior to any ground disturbance. With that, the Planning Division is recommending approval of the amendment subject to the 10 findings of fact listed in your staff report dated April 23rd, 2025. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
How many times has the designation of these parcels been changed?
I am aware of this would be the second time.
Second time?
Yep.
Hasn't been agricultural in the
past. It's never, nope, it's never been agricultural.
Not close.
No, so I believe it was, like I mentioned, it was previously commercial, and then it was changed to industrial, I believe in 2018 or thereabouts, and then the applicant's requesting to change it back to commercial. Any other questions for staff?
My question has to do with traffic. With the plans, future plans, we've already got some pretty significant traffic especially at school time when it's out and moms and dads are taking kids to and from that crossing there at the tracks and going on to Badger from Wiser Parkway, I think it is.
Yeah.
Is there any consideration of that increased load?
So when the projects get developed or the parcels get developed out for with a site specific project in mind, it will go to the various county departments for review. And at that time, the county public works department would be able to request traffic improvements if any are needed. But because this isn't a site disturbing application, no comments from the public works department were received from us regarding traffic impacts at this time.
Yeah, that's why because I didn't see any, but yeah.
Yeah, but typically if we see a larger use, the public works department will evaluate that and potentially ask for a traffic impact analysis and as a starting point and then go from there depending on what the uses that are going to be proposed.
How many times a year does public works do a traffic count?
I'm not certain.
Any other questions? So should we open it up for comments?
Sure.
From the public. Has anybody signed up to speak?
There is nobody online and then nobody signed in. Unless, Paula, do you want to go up?
Okay, go ahead. This is Paul Knutson with Knutson Engineering, who's the applicant.
Hello. Do I need to swear in? Or
okay. Name and address, please.
Paul Knutson, 5401 Ridgeline Drive, Suite 160, Kennewick, Washington, 99338. I don't need help, man. It's been hearings examiners and planning commissions, slightly different rules. Michelle summarized our request adequately. I know we agree. Spoken with the owner of the property who represents 5D Development at Cottonwood 1 LLC, and we're all in agreement with the findings of fact. I'll admit, too, that in 2018, you know, that land had been sitting there for a long time as rural commercial and wasn't getting any action, wasn't getting any sales. I know I worked with my client in 2018 to get it changed from rural and rural commercial to rural industrial at that time. And the intention, it did spur a few new projects that he did bring in. Chervenel has a business there. He's under construction on a new business there right now next to Chervenel for a company called D9 Contractors. They're they do metal studs and wood metal framing, things like that. And other thing we discussed, we did a lot of site plans, although none of them came to fruition to bring in new clients that were looking at doing an industrial type use. And only late last fall, two specific uses have come in, which are not allowable in the rural industrial zone, but are allowable in the rural commercial zone. Hence our coming back at the table to ask to go back to what it was prior to us changing it in 2018, which is back to the rural commercial. You know, the uses, I mean, it was a good point. I know Michelle tried to answer your questions about public works, about the traffic. This at this point, this is a non-project action.
Right.
So we're not actually generating those trips yet. When we do go in for a project like that, and both of the projects on those two parcels right there that encompass that about 10 acres would on their own merits trigger a SEPA environmental review, which goes to all the various jurisdictions that care to look at that, including the state DOT, Fish and Wildlife, Irrigation District, Public Works is going to review those things. I don't know the time frame, but I understand that the DOT is actually looking at doing some new improvements at the interchange there at where cars exit and enter back onto the freeway. I'm doing some projects just up the road on Clearwater that are in the city limits of Kennewick, and we're seeing those comments more and more that they're asking for contributions for new development in Kennewick to help pay for some of these improvements that are forthcoming. Another one, they just built the Riata flex space right there. I worked on that project as well. They actually had to write a check to WashDOT for about 20 grand to help do some restriping, which was going to be some temporary things that they still haven't laid the striping paint on the ground. But it was supposed to help the off-ramp for people heading westbound on 82. One of the things, I don't know if everything was in the packet, if you all had a chance to review it, but there was various letters from the irrigation district. We're satisfied with their comments, and we'll work with them to their satisfaction. We take issue with some of the comments that the Fish and Wildlife Department at the state has levied at us, but there are issues that will be worked through. Fish and Wildlife is taking more of a stance, a position of disturbance of what's known as a critical area of habitat called shrub steppe. If you're not familiar with it, you could Google it and it'll show you, but it's basically what we have here in native ground. You see sagebrush, little bunnies, coyotes, I mean, kind of what this area is known for. They want us to study the critical areas in that. We hadn't had to do that before, but my client's already been talking to a biologist to help prepare a critical area report to discover the habitat and talk about the proper mitigation sequences that the county requires, because it's in the county's code to have to protect, conserve, to mitigate. There's an order, a sequence of how to do it, but it's dictated in the county code, which really closely matches the state code. One of the things I know we did take an issue with Fish and Wildlife is they're claiming that Amon Creek is a salmon-bearing stream, and it's been dry when I've seen it, and I don't see how it would be salmon-bearing. And so I know we have some disconnect there with them, but I think it's their new guy that doesn't quite understand necessarily how far upstream. That's really more of a, as the irrigation district asserts, it's really more of a drainage for the irrigation creek as opposed to, natural spring water that feeds the Yakima River.
They find a lot of canals, which has reduced the amount of water in that ditch.
Exactly. Yes. Your spot right on.
Up that side of the highway, there's no salmon's going to reach it.
Yep. No. So
more mud bubbles for ATVs.
Yeah, indeed. So we appreciate the opportunity to get the comp plan modified here to allow us to go back to rural commercial and then introduce two new projects after we, assuming this action is approved, and then we come in and go to officially do a rezone, because that would be the next action that we'd have to do. Then we'd be looking at submitting for at least the westerly 4-acre piece, a new facility. I think there's already signage up
there is on the,
for it.
What is that game you play?
Pickleball.
Yep.
That's it.
The Flying Pickle. That's project number one.
Right.
They have a website. You can look it up, because I think they have a location in Boise already. So that's the first one. The other use is still early on, but they're looking at possibly having a residential hotel. Residential, I mean. Not residential, but I think by code it's an R4 use, but it's, yeah, we're talking about like a hotel, like an apartment. I keep doing that.
Don't say apartment.
Sorry, a hotel. Anyway, I appreciate you allowing me to speak, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer anything.
Has Fish and Wildlife commented anything about there being pygmy rabbits in that area?
No, funny you mention that. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
They're endangered, yes.
Where have you seen them?
My property at Base Red Mountain.
That's funny story. Okay, in 2015, we were doing the new Chinook Middle School over off of Southridge Boulevard, and someone on that project claimed that we had pygmy rabbits. That's the only reason I would know about it, because it came up in 2015 when we did Chinook Middle School. And so a neighbor commented that they had seen pygmy rabbits. And so we had to reach out to Fish and Wildlife to deal with that comment and know that there was a potential problem with that. Oh, we have pygmy rabbits here. That's a protected species. We can't time out. Got to protect it. The specialist with Fish and Wildlife was very clear to me during that time that the pygmy rabbits are actually located up north, that there's none known pygmy rabbits in this vicinity. Okay. Like, they're all up in Eltopia, or so I was told. I don't proclaim to be a biological expert on pygmy rabbits, their habitat, anything like that, but I remember vividly my conversations because it seemed more like it was a neighbor's comment to try to shut the project down because they didn't want them encroaching into their backyard.
Really well in the neighborhoods, by the way.
What's that?
They do really well in yards and neighborhoods.
The pygmy rabbits or the rabbits?
The rabbits, and I'm pretty sure it's a pygmy rabbit, but there's jackrabbits out there too, and they get squished quite often along the badgers.
I know there's a lot of jackrabbits, but I'd have to dig up the old emails to see.
Lloyd, to your point, no, the Fish and Wildlife didn't bring up.
Yes, no.
It was but the hawks they talked
yeah,
about.
Yes. They want to conserve the areas around the trees that are existing.
Yes, we have to do bird surveys.
About is if there's going to be any interest or plans to improve habitat along the ditch with these projects in mind, because they're.
That's a good question. That's something that we're going to be working through. Because with Fish and Wildlife acknowledging that we have, and I didn't mention this, that you good segue to mention, we're now in the process. I don't believe officially hired the biologist to do our critical area study yet, but he's been looking at preparing an overall scope of what to do to address all of the vacant property, including the other rural industrial, which we are seeking to change, which we know another action, a project action on those lots is going to trigger a critical area study. So he might as well study the whole thing now. What we were looking at doing, and I'll walk over to the screen to kind of show you the area, but we're looking, there's a portion of the property which really is landlocked because the ditch or the drain, Amon Creek, comes around at an angle and then it goes through a culvert underneath the freeway and then out across on the north side. That's one of our options that we're working with Fish and Wildlife to, as a mitigation measure, is possible. And we haven't talked yet about enhancing that area, but that's very likely what potentially could be a mitigation that resulted.
And the reason why I mention is because I'm the president of the National Wild Turkey Federation, and I'm a member of the Pheasants Forever chapter. Both are recently restarted, and we look for projects to help and can possibly get funds through our super fund and then ETF and Pheasants Forever. And we work with the game department, the biologists and all that. So there is a wild turkey out there that's been spotted, by the way, just so you know. Have a picture of it.
I'll show you on the screen real quick, but it won't be at the mic.
So where the creek kind of comes over to the side and it crosses, there's a 100-foot buffer that's there already that's protected by an easement. And so we're looking at that area within the 100-foot buffer of Amon Creek on either side of it on property that he controls. He doesn't control the railroad's property, of course, but looking at entering that into a what they call a conservation easement so it would be protected. And we hadn't talked about whether or not it would have to be enhanced, but more than likely, it would have to be enhanced from what it is now.
Yeah, I'd be definitely interested in some involvement and possibly helping with the groups I'm a member of. So if that comes to fruition.
It very well may. We're early for that. Like I said, we haven't gotten the biologist kicked off, but I mean, I appreciate the
thought. And it's a travel corridor for game, right? It's a travel corridor for wild animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Birds, etc. So pheasant, quail, it's all out there.
Any other questions?
Great comment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, turn it back to you, Lloyd.
And we have nobody else that wants to speak for or against.
There's nobody online.
Nobody online. Okay. And we'll open up for discussion between board. No comments. Well, you answered any questions I've had.
Yeah, I don't have anything other than what I've already said. So.
Okay. Does anybody want to introduce a motion?
Yeah, I can do that if I can find it right there. So I move that the Planning Commission forward a recommendation of approval to the Benton County Board of Commissioners subject to the 10 findings of fact listed in the staff report dated April 23rd, 2025 for application Charlie Papa Alpha 2025-TAC-001 and the chairman of the Planning Commission approve and sign the written findings.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passes.
All right.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. We're now going to take a 10-minute break very quickly.
Close.
Oh,
close it.
Great. Close it. Oh, you already. So now we're.